You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. In the early morning hours of September 14th, the City of Hayward Police Department and the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop in the City of Hayward. The canine from the Lacouderay Tribal Police was requested to assist. After a canine alert, a search was conducted and multiple grams of methamphetamine were located. This is Canine Jezzo's first drug find, and the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to highlight his importance to the safety of the community as a whole. This also serves as a reminder of the interagency cooperation in this area to keep the community safe. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to thank all involved agencies for their assistance in this event. September 27th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's People for the People's annual recovery picnic. This is a free family event with fun for all ages with food, games, prizes, live entertainment, and more. Once again, this is taking place September 27th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Shell Lake Beach in Shell Lake. Following the assassination of right-wing personality Charlie Kirk, Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety. Civic Media's Joanne Krulitz reports.
State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show with Phil Neid. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Markline says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to, you know, come in and stuff. I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol.
Zero 060, a national electric vehicle charge point operator brand, is expanding its footprint in Wisconsin with Culver's, bringing a fast, renewable EV charging station to Rhinelander. Located along a state-designated alternative fuel corridor, the new charging station at Culver's at 620 West Kemp Street in Rhinelander will feature four high-speed charging ports capable of delivering up to 160 kilowatts per vehicle simultaneously. This infrastructure is made possible through an award from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, part of the state's first round of funding through the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Wade Leopold, Executive Vice President of Faith Technologies Incorporated, who is the founder of 060, said, quote, partnering with a well-known brand like Culver's gives us a unique opportunity to combine Midwest hospitality with clean, convenient charging. We're proud to support Wisconsin's efforts to build a robust, future-ready charging network that serves communities and travelers alike, end quote. 060 currently has 9 live charging sites with plans to develop many more charging sites across the U.S. The first wave of EV charging stations were installed in New York, California, Colorado, and Wisconsin, with several more being developed in other states. For more information on 060 and its services, you can visit 060charging.com. September 20th at 5 p.m., Sawyer County Public Health would like to invite you to their Sawyer County Walk for Tomorrow. This is a community event focused on mental health and suicide prevention. If you can't make it to the one on September 20th, there will be one also on September 26th at 4 p.m. These two local walks share one powerful message, supporting one another, raising awareness, and working together for a healthier tomorrow. Bring your friends, family, and neighbors as they walk with purpose and hope. Once again, this is taking place September 20th at 5 p.m. over at the Winter School in Winter, and September 26th at 4 p.m. over at the Hayward High School track in Hayward. Love beer, but hate mosquitoes? Joanne Krulitz has some unfortunate news.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers over the Angels.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
Baseball.
The Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford is still all over the news following his death at the age of 89 earlier this week. If you're looking to binge some of his films, The Natural, Jeremiah Johnson, The Way We Were, All the President's Men, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, 3 Days of the Condor, and Quiz Show can all be streamed on Amazon Prime. My weekend is set. Documentaries are bigger than ever these days. If you're a fan and live in the Milwaukee area or don't mind a road trip, do yourself a favor and check out the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival put on by Milwaukee Film. As much fun as it is to watch documentaries in the comfort of your own home, it can be a moving experience to check one out with a full crowd, especially if you stick around for insightful conversations during Q&As. The festival starts September 18th, and the venues are the historic Oriental Theater and Downer Theaters. Great fun in Milwaukee this weekend. The Emmy Awards were a lot of fun for actress Kristen Milioti, who won an Emmy for her role on The Penguin. Once the actual award show ended, though, the night went south, literally, when Milioti took a tumble and dropped her Emmy while arriving at an afterparty. The actress plays Sofia Falcone in the Batman spinoff and beat out some pretty stiff competition in Michelle Williams, Rashida Jones, and Cate Blanchett. To the best of my knowledge, the Emmy was not hurt. More news from the Emmys, and more specifically, the show White Lotus. The previous 3 years saw White Lotus as an Emmy darling, but this year the cast was completely shut out despite all seven supporting actors drawing nominations. White Lotus Season 3 won one Emmy this year for original main title music. If a show could win an Emmy Award for beautiful settings, White Lotus would probably be 4 for 4. While on the red carpet, Season 3 stars Parker Posey and Jason Isaacs let it slip that Season 4 will take place in the south of France. A nice assortment of films are opening this week in theaters. Afterburn stars David Bautista and Samuel Jackson. The story takes place after fire destroys Earth's eastern hemisphere and a treasure hunter sets out to find the Mona Lisa, but realizes that he needs to be a hero and save much more than just a painting. I have to say I'm intrigued, but there are no reviews in yet. Two films open wide that involve sports. Him is a horror film produced by Jordan Peele about a young athlete manipulated by an old pro. And The Senior stars Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old former high school football player who returns to the gridiron to rectify history. It's rated PG. And there are only 7 reviews in, but they are all positive so far. Sounds like a feel-good. And if none of those titles grab you, you might want to check your local listings, as Apollo 13 is being re-released in a limited run. If nothing else I mentioned is to your liking, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and Tom Hanks as an astronaut might be just what you need. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and cooler today with isolated storms around and highs in the low 70s. Rain chances continue tonight, a low in the mid 50s. More storms around Friday, high upper 60s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Right now it's 61.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.